Renee in Texas is on the line with a question about cleaning a water heater. Welcome, Renee.
I got a stinking water heater. I left to go down to my daughter's house for about 4 months and turned my water heater off because they thought I'd be there through the winter and they didn't want it to freeze. They drained it. And when I come back to the house and fill it back up, the water stinks.
So they have a sulfur-like smell? The smell like rotten eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on is that you need a new anode rod. If you look at the top of the water heater, between where the two pipes are, you'll see what looks like kind of a hex nut, like a big bolt. And right below that is an anode rod. It's called a sacrificial anode. And it goes down into your water heater, and the water reacts with it, and it takes that odor away, among other things. And so if you have a strong odor, that's what you have to replace. It's not for the faint of heart. It can be difficult to get that anode rod out, even for an experienced plumber. So you're going to have to decide whether you want to go through the trouble of replacing the anode rod or you just want to replace the water heater. All right, and that'll do it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.